Hi, this is Floyd McClung. I believe God has a plan for South Africa. God always has a plan.
Those who see with religious eyes are judgmental, but those who see people or nations and the church and local churches through God's eyes don't judge, but they discern what God's up to. Such a man was Samuel. It was Samuel who was presiding over a major change in the nation of Israel. And God gave him eyes to see this change, going from the rule of the prophets and the judges to now the rule of Saul the king. When we see like Samuel, then we can see what God is up to, even in a difficult or negative situation. Those who see this way don't judge, but they discern. They become servants, not critics. In the coronation address that Samuel gave in 1 Samuel chapter 12, when he's speaking to the people about Saul's role as the leader, says, "I heeded your voice. God listened to the voice of the people and gave them what they wanted, just like sometimes a parent gives to a child what they want, even though they know sometimes there's something better. It's a way for the child to learn, and God was allowing the people to learn this way." Samuel got to the real heart of the matter when he said in chapter 12, verse 2, "My sons are with you." Samuel left a legacy of spiritual sons. That's the sign, that's the fruit of a real man or woman of God. Not somebody who runs from difficulty, not somebody who stands back and criticizes, but somebody who realizes that we all have faults and weaknesses. But that person focuses in on creating spiritual sons and daughters through discipleship, through intentional relationship. Do you have a legacy to leave after you're gone? The greatest legacy you can leave, in fact, the only one that counts and lasts, is a legacy of spiritual sons and daughters that you've invested your life in. That's what we call discipleship. It's intentional relationship. It's selecting, spending time with, believing in, encouraging, listening, capturing a little bit of God's heart for that person, seeing their potential, advocating for them, becoming like a sponsor for them, walking a journey with them, going through the hard times and the good times, and being there to cheer that person on. That's what God was doing for the people of Israel, and that's what Samuel was doing. And that's why he could say to the people, "I have left spiritual sons." That's what God has for your life. He wants you to leave a legacy of sons and daughters. It is God's will and God's plan for you. God always has a good plan. He's always at work for good in our nation, in your life, in your church. God bless you.